You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 106. Self-love is the key to all of your relationships. Welcome back to the show. This is a very special week for us here at Awaken the Healing because this is our one-year anniversary for this podcast. We'll celebrate one full year of sharing these powerful messages from Spirit with you on September 1st. I can't believe that it's already been a year, and I can honestly tell you that my life has not been the same since I decided to publish my book, Doors of Light. This podcast would have never come about if I hadn't decided to publish that book, because I was trying to think of a way to keep sharing the messages of Spirit with the people who were reading my book. So that's how all of this came about. This past year has truly been an incredible journey for me, and I want to thank all of you for being a part of this journey. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to the podcast and for sharing the episodes, for leaving me comments and reviews, wherever you take the time to leave them. I appreciate all of you. And I have to give thanks to Audioboom once again and acknowledge them. For an incredible year, they've hosted this podcast, and it has changed lives. I have nothing but good things to say about Audioboom and the incredible people who work for them. They have truly touched my heart. I'm so happy that I found them because they've made my life so much easier, and they helped me to make this show possible for you to enjoy. So they have truly been a blessing to me and to you as well. So now let's get on with today's show. This message came to me while I was cleaning the house the other day. It was so strong that I had to stop doing what I was doing and run upstairs to start typing. It came to me just like the chapters of my book did. The message was very clear and very strong. So I know that this is a message that Spirit wants you to hear today. I believe that it will touch some of you in a very deep way. So now let's begin another conversation about love. Love really is very deep, but it's also very misunderstood. There's a great power in this force, in this energy that we call love. And that power, that force is what gives you life. In truth, it is life energy itself. And when you don't have love in your life, you begin to lose the desire to live. You stop wanting to be on this planet altogether. When you don't feel loved, you lose the desire to fight. And you start wanting to give up on life. So this force is very critical to our desire to be alive. Love is what keeps your fire burning, so to speak. There are so many people walking around today starving themselves because they are not allowing themselves to love. They're living lives that are devoid of the love vibration. So in reality, they're just existing on a minimal amount of the energy in order to stay alive. It's a state of emotional emptiness. So why do people choose to cut themselves off emotionally from others? It's because people have bought into the belief that love can't be trusted. That love is to be avoided and feared because you get hurt when you love someone. But in truth, if you believe this, then you're only harming yourself because you can't receive what you don't give to yourself. Life is only a mirror. So the distrust of love is really you not trusting yourself, not loving yourself. And it's manifesting as you not being able to trust others. And it brings unhealthy relationships into your life. Now, we're not only talking about intimate relationships here, but this can relate to all relationships, friends, family, lovers, spouses, and so on. So now we're going to look at some reflections so we can understand this better. We're going to look at some unhealthy relationships that begin to manifest because you have an unhealthy love for yourself. The crazy thing is you're not always aware that you don't have a healthy love for yourself. And this is often created through some form of loss that you've experienced in your life because you're not always aware of how that loss has affected you in your life. But this is why we have the mirror of our other relationships to show us what we can't see within ourselves. So when you love someone more than they love you, and you remain in that relationship, this is one of the manifestations of an unhealthy self-love, because you are valuing that person more than they value you. And you do this by continuing to remain in a close relationship with them. This energy has manifested a person in the form of a relationship who doesn't reciprocate your love. It's the energy of the lack of self-love that has been created through a loss. So when you manifest a person who doesn't reciprocate your love, this is a mirror of an unconscious vibration that is within you. And when you make a conscious choice to continue to allow yourself to be undervalued in this relationship, then you can see how it becomes self-abusive. You've decided that your relationship with that person is more valuable than honoring yourself, than loving yourself. Your self-worth is in question here, because if you felt worthy and deserving of love and a better relationship, then you would distance yourself from the negative energy that has manifested in your life, and you would then create what you want with someone else. Now, remember, this could be reflected in any form of relationship. And this act of staying in an unhealthy relationship, be it a friendship, partnership, marriage, whatever the situation is, you're loving that person more than you love yourself. And most times, you're suffering from something that you're unconscious of, and it's something that you need to become more aware of. You may not feel worthy and deserving of love because of a loss that you've experienced somewhere in your life. Sometimes when we lose someone we love, be it to a death or some other form of loss, we begin to manifest the feelings of their absence. So you begin to manifest this energetic state of the loss of love in your life because your dominant thoughts are focused on that loss. And when you're feeling pain over an extended period of time, then you begin to draw that like energy to you. And this manifests in the form of a new relationship. This relationship will be more of a vibrational match to the lack of love than to the vibration of true love. And this is because you drew the relationship to you through the law of attraction when you were focused on your loss. And as you look back over your life, you'll see this very clearly reflected in many relationships. The relationship may not have started out feeling like it was lacking love, but in the end, you could see the vibration taking place, manifesting, and showing you what it truly is. There's a lack of love energy there. And in some cases, it's still present because you're still actively involved in that relationship. So I love spirit because they have a beautiful way of helping us to understand our manifestations. Now, you can still love someone, but not be in a close relationship with them. Sometimes you have to distance yourself, be they from your family, parents, any loved one, even a child. It will manifest in many kinds of relationships. So you can love them, but you don't have to let them be right under you. You have to learn how to set boundaries with people and then to feel good about your choice of setting that boundary. This is healthy for you. You shouldn't feel guilty about it, about loving yourself. You have to do this for you. This not only applies to your intimate relationships, but like I said, it applies to friends and family as well. You must learn to set boundaries with them, and it's okay. When you allow someone to be disrespectful of you or to be rude to you or to hurt your feelings in any way, then in allowing that to happen over and over again, you only reinforce the vibration in your life. And the root of you allowing this to happen is your unconscious feeling of being undeserving and unworthy of love and respect because you experienced some form of loss. This is the root to these unhealthy relationships. They're created from pain instead of from a healthy self-love. We all can relate to this in some way. You cannot be at your best when you are not loving yourself, because you cannot manifest loving relationships until you fall in love with yourself. Love for self is primary, and all of your other relationships will reflect that love. It's now time for healing. It's time to love and to value yourself. You must love yourself unconditionally and desire all that is good to come into your life. When you begin to embrace the energy of love for yourself, then it will be mirrored in the manifestations all around you. You will then have more energy because of increased love in your life. When you're in a relationship that lacks love, then it depletes your energy. When love is reciprocated, then it gives you energy. It increases you in life force and it heals you. This is the energy that you want to manifest in your life. You want to draw the vibration of love to you in all its forms because you deserve it. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I wish you all the healing and love that is possible for you at this time. May you be blessed with the light of understanding. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. Just believe it. Believe it.